This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Stella the Toothbrush, sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Ooh! Oh, it's too hot. But it doesn't stop my pussy from burning. That's because you're listening to Drag Her Internacional. And welcome aboard Drag Herzonian Airways. I'm so glad to be here today with all of you talking three fucking franchises of international drag race. Hi, Madrid. Hi, Robin Fierce. You know, we're not, I know I look like I'm just waking up. No. I'm just so overgrown and hairy right now that I look like a wildebeest all the damn time. So before we get into this coverage, I need to welcome my Judy. So with no further ado, let me get Miss Judy in.
With the booty.
You love her. You need her. You can't stop desiring her. Hey, everyone. Hey, Lexi. Hey, Beck.
It's too damn hot.
It's so hot, and then we have to talk about these drag race things. It's like stupid.
We have to talk about three whole franchises.
Dumb. But you know what? And I'll say what makes it better is when you throw us coins. So go ahead and do that now. Do it. Go ahead and throw us coins.
Do it.
Throw me coins at Venmo or PayPal at Mono Agapian. It's my hairy mug. You can't miss it.
Please donate money to stop making Monos talk like Trinity Fund.
Fuck. No. Don't tempt me.
Oh, God.
I was so
excited All-Star 7 was over because I was like, finally, RIP to Monos Trinity voice.
Don't tempt me. I'm bending over in front of my cousins at the family reunion. Cause it's mighty tempting. I'm Trinity.
You're problematic. You're gonna get canceled.
Bitch, I learned it from you.
You're gonna get canceled by our culturally Southern Americans, okay?
Culturally Southern Americans. That is funny. That is a fun new Karen distinction.
Oh, also look what I'm wearing.
Oh, wait a second. Are you promoting our show Bad Drag Race that's happening on this very goddamn Friday at 10 p.m.?
Tell us about it. Where is it?
Oh, my God. It's at the Dynasty Typewriter with me, you, and Nicole Byer. And she will be here. We are so excited. We are so excited. I mean, this show is always stupid fun. But, like,
it's
this
so
one's going to be next level, I can tell.
Listen, if you live in the LA area and
don't
have anything to do or don't and want something to do this Friday night, come to Bad Drag Race. It's
so good.
So good. So, so good.
I mean, you can find the link anywhere. Just go follow Bad Drag Race on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We're doing Snatch Game on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be
comedy. Put that in the comments.
Stupidity. I won't reveal the runway, but our runway assignment is so dumb, and I'm so excited for it. All I can say is it's serving some 90s.
Yeah,
and that's all
say that. You can say that. It's serving 90s, absolutely.
It's serving 90s. Do you know what look you're doing for Friday?
No.
You know
I need to be prepared. Do I know what number I'm doing? Nope.
Why?
I don't know, girl. I don't know. Truth be told, I thought it was next week, and
you're so
reminded me that it was this Friday. So, you know,
you are such a messy cunt.
you know, but you know, I'm gonna turn it out.
You always,
yes, Mano should do Trinity for Snatch Game. Absolutely,
I would.
She's been doing
ever,
her whole life, so
they won't. But I hope they invite me to just be like the fake Trinity. You know, when they have like, you know, like the actual people playing the game on the side. I would love to be
What?
You know, on Snatch Game where they have the contestants like playing the game, like who are trying to match the answers. Those people.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be one of those people as Trinity.
And you know what I want? I want to be Alyssa Edwards as Katy Perry. That shit.
That would be very good. So, and I have to say, shout out to everyone who's leaving reviews on the Drag Her podcast, Apple podcast. I'm seeing them. They're great. And
yes,
one person left this one that was particularly wonderful that I'm going to give a shout out right now to.
Ooh.
They said, it was just a stupid joke. And it just said, what is Trinity's favorite vegetable? And then the caption said, olive. And I thought, olive's a fruit, but snaps.
Still, it's fun. It's fun.
It snaps.
It's good. It's good. It's good.
Rue, never.
It's iconic.
Have you ever kissed a girl? Please?
It is iconic.
Never.
God
damn it. It's perfect.
She had such a good redemption in the All-Stars. I don't
Absolutely.
Care. People say it was messy and didn't make
no,
any sense.
No, it wasn't. No, it was pure Alyssa.
I thought it was genius.
It was pure Alyssa.
So, bitch, let's talk. Okay, first of all, of these three seasons happening right now, which one is the best? Let's go ahead and read these seasons.
Hmm.
A Down Under, France, Canada. Which one is the best? Because I have an opinion.
So far?
Yeah, so far.
Canada.
I agree. I fully agree.
What comes in second?
France. Down Under continues to be terrible.
And?
Horrible.
And?
Problematic.
Thank you.
Why is it so bad?
Okay, let's start talking about Down Under. Let's begin with
Down
Under.
Let's get into Down Under. Why is it so bad?
The crop of queens this season are more boring than the first season, I think.
Woo-hoo!
There's like really nothing interesting. Who are we rooting for? Let's say the name of this queen at the count of three.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay,
one,
ready?
Two, three.
Queen Kong.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, if they're just stacking it for her to win, great. But like, what? I don't get it. Wait, you know what?
Now,
I do like Minnie. Minnie is cool. Minnie is like, she's
Minnie
giving
Cooper?
Me. Yes.
Yeah.
I like her.
Her drag isn't very exciting.
No, but she's funny and talented. And, you know, I love that they're like, you're
sure.
old.
She's got a personality.
Mm-hmm.
And the personality the producers want is that she's
old.
Yes.
That would be the personality they want her
to
have.
Is that enough? I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Definitely not.
But this was filmed
what
a while
happening?
Ago, right? The tea is
well. What is
the
tea?
Speak on the tea.
I don't know. It was filmed. What do you mean? Are you talking about the green screen conspiracy? That whole thing that won't go away?
Wait, no. I need you to tell me that.
Oh, my God. And it's been pretty... It's just so funny. And I will. And gay people, faggots, are like, Rue wasn't there. Rue was not there.
Like in the first season of Down Under.
That's their controversy. They're saying she, you know, they're like, she's not even here this season. It's like this controversy. But obviously it's being disproven by everybody, but it is so funny to watch people solve a mystery that does not exist.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like it's important either. Like,
no, it's not important at all.
I want to know if anyone on the chat is from either Australia or New Zealand, like speak up. I just need to know.
Yeah. Talk to me.
Like,
talk to me.
We need a conversation. We need to start healing as a community is just like, this is just Down Under. I don't know what is going
I, you know,
on. What's,
I
what's
think
going on with y'all? What's going
I don't,
on with y'all?
I don't think they're doing a good job showcasing the queens. Like, I think with UK, Rue does a good way of getting out of the way and kind of like letting their uniqueness shine. But in Down Under, I don't feel that same get out of the way. I feel the opposite. I feel Rue being like, do this.
do what I want to see. And they're like, oh, we don't really do that, but okay. Hmm. Let's figure out a way.
What do they do? What do they quickly do well?
Quickly.
Quickly.
I don't know. Faux fur couldn't even get her workroom entrance correct. I mean,
that was okay. Justice shady for faux fur. I'm sorry.
I would this much rather about see faux fur.
This is some problematic ass behavior. Faux fur deserved to stay. She was going to be good TV. And what's her name? The other one, Jacqueline Snacklin, whatever that lady's name is. And she is a lady.
She is a lady. You feel like she did not win that lip sync. You just felt like she looked like a busted, toasted mess.
But it was just if I'm looking at either of them, I'm more interested in faux fur. I'm sorry.
Absolutely.
I'm more interested in her drag aesthetic. I'm also interested in her as a POC queen.
Absolutely.
Then the other one, you know?
Jacqueline Snacklin, I think she was like the winner of House of Drag season 2, which was that drag show hosted by Anita Wiglet and Keita Main. I think she was giving a little bit of favoritism, just being like, we have to keep her in because.
But what is she contributing to drag?
Well, bare legs.
Bare ass legs.
Dita Ritz ass legs.
You know what? You know what she's giving? It's giving bare naked ladies. You know what I mean?
You know what? It's not cheesecake. It's pound cake. It's not
pound cake, bitch. It's angel food cake, okay?
Where's the angel? Because I saw some fat. She had gams, but it just like
she had
it
gams.
Was she had gams, but it was like, this is RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, I would do that bullshit on our show, Bad Drag Race, because I'm a disgusting, crusty, busted queen.
And I second that.
But you're in front of RuPaul. She don't want to see no fucking H&M, and she don't want to see no fucking bare legs.
And she gave us both.
Woo! That pool noodle look. It was so. The pool noodle should be electrified. You know what I'm saying? It should be like anytime you touch it in a design challenge.
That look that she gave was okay. This is a little America's Next Top Model crossover for all you ANTM fans out there.
There she is.
It's giving Cycle 4 Kenya elephant look when they go to Africa challenge. If anyone remembers, props to your mama. But it was giving me the same thing, except this one was a lot worse.
Yeah, it was ours. And it was a mess. Their first challenge, there's the spooky queen. I can't keep up those. The spooky queen is like, everyone's like, oh, we're scared of her. She's holding a fake knife.
She's got blood. Blink, blink. But she looks glamorous as hell.
She looks very glamorous. And then they're doing another goofy photo shoot with the girls. We don't have time to talk about. They do a design challenge. Does anyone thrive in the design challenge is my question.
No, they don't. The big thing in this first episode was the ageism of it all. Like people shading the older queens and the older queens talking. Allegedly, Minnie Cooper is like a legend down there. In Australia. Queen Kong is like defending her. Like, what do you think of like the old school sort of drag? Do you think that's like, it doesn't tend to do very well on Drag Race, as we know from, you know, we had France with Lola Lodiva, you know, with your favorite drag queen, Mrs. Kasha Davis.
I don't know why you're attacking her. They typically don't
do well. So, like, what do you think that is? Do you think it has a spot on Drag Race? Or do you think it's, like, not the future of drag, it's just the past?
I think queens of a certain age don't give a shit about creating good TV. So I think they're easy to dispose in the Drag Race machine because it's, like, if you're not going to pop off, like, Fierce-alicious. If you're not going to be irresponsibly unstable like Fierce-alicious, if you're not going to understand that this is a TV show and behave like a child, like Fierce-alicious.
Don't talk about my favorite drag queen like that.
She is my favorite queen. She's my favorite. Out of all these franchises currently airing, she's the winner of she's the winner. Because she gives TV.
She's really, she gives messy, messy. I'm talking like season 4, 5 of Drag Race.
And
messy TV. And it's not.
And no, because all her castmates know, they're like, I just didn't, like the fact that there's an ongoing storyline of like, I was scared to tell you my thoughts because you're a scary person.
Yeah.
Like,
love it. She knows how to make every ep about her. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And if you're, a drag queen that does it, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah. No, it's good. And like, someone sent me a little gif. So thank you for that, Drag Crew listeners. Send me a gif of her at the end of the episode when like the mute, when it's the let the music play moment, she's still like pouting.
Yes.
She's still
oh my God, I love that moment so much.
She is perfect. She is the Regina George in real life. I love her.
She's like, she's literally that baby Eureka in that challenge come to life.
She's great. She's really,
it's really good. You know, not to skip around, but Canada really is giving me what I want. I was scared.
Around.
I didn't think it was going
to
give me what I wanted,
under.
But these last two episodes, wow, 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 wow.
Yeah. They've been good challenges.
The only thing that I'll say about Down Under, and then we can literally delete it from our hard drives,
yeah,
is that the winner, whose name was...
In the first episode?
Mm-hmm.
It's not Hannah Conda. Listeners, who won the first episode? She won wearing something that was not very good.
I do like Hannah Conda. I think Hannah Conda will give us something.
Because Hannah Conda gave that amazing like butterfly look. I like the Fly Girls runway. I think that was a cool idea. Mm-hmm. I like the praying mantis looks we saw.
Yes. Molly what? Molly something.
Molly
you,
giggles. Molly. Molly.
I mean, isn't that saying something? And all the
Molly
what
Poppins.
Say,
thank you.
Molly Poppins.
But she won wearing something no one would ever win wearing on another season.
No, no, no. That's a safe look if I ever saw one. But also, did you catch that they didn't even interview her about her win at all? They were like, you win. And then they like completely ignored her, which to me means like, oh, this is like, they're not invested in you, girl.
No.
Molly Poppins, they don't care about you.
No, that is a very good point.
Yeah.
I like, you know, there's some shit talking that starts to happen in the second ep. It's getting there. It's getting there. But I'm the most worried about Drag Race Down Under among any other franchise.
And honestly, is that surprising?
No. No. Do you, and then they had that goofy jail challenge, which is like a weird rehash of a season 4 challenge.
Yeah.
And only two of them got what the challenge was. Like only two of them were like, it's do a big, huge, dumb character and have fun.
Is it like, I don't know. I don't know. That's why I would love an Australian or a Kiwi to like, just talk to us about what the hell is going on.
Uh-huh.
Because it might be a lost in translation thing, but I'm not getting these Down Under girls. I really am not.
I'm not. I also agree with our listeners right there. Yes, Hannah should have won.
Absolutely.
With her look.
Absolutely.
Who won over her? That was total story. Oh, it was Spanky won.
Yeah.
Total story. Just to be like, oh, she's in the bottom and now she win.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, maybe it doesn't. Dan is saying maybe it doesn't translate well to TV. I don't know.
I
want to blame production. I don't want to blame the queens.
No, I don't want to blame the queens either. But like, are Australians living for Down Under even? Like,
it's weird that even when the episode when the season 2 started, and this is so mean, when you just see these queens. When I met these queens in the workroom, I was like, they're not ready to meet RuPaul.
Oop.
Like, I just got that sense of like, you are not ready to meet RuPaul.
Yeah. No. Only three
Canada.
Of them are. That's it.
Canada.
Canada. Moving on to Canada.
Oh,
girl.
Canada.
Girl. I was nervous. I was not living for the first two episodes of Canada's
Drag Race.
I was like, gulp. Uh-oh. These girls, yikes.
Me
and
either.
Then episode 3 and 4 showed up, and I was like, Okay.
Personalities are coming through.
Okay.
I'm learning.
Miss Fierce Alicious is getting bolder and bolder by the second.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. They give Fierce Alicious the slow song in the Ruets Challenge. Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
And she's pissed.
And it wasn't her first or second choice. It wasn't my first or second choice. God, she's perfect. She's so mean. Bombay is trying to make it happen. I also even liked, I mean, first of all, I love Vanjie coming back. I love their chemistry. Vanjie is a great TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the goofy mini challenge they did with like the be a bro on a date with Brooklyn Heights. There was a lot of actually funny shit in there.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was living for, oh, what's the name of that? Oh my God.
Oh God, there's so many names.
What's the name of the French queen?
Vanderpuss? Oh no, no. Okay, Vanderpuss was great as well. The French sure. queen,
Giselle Lullaby.
Giselle Lullaby. Because
in that daddy look, I was like, yo, am I into this?
Yeah.
I was feeling her so fucking hard. That's my type.
You're into
Y'all
it?
Better know that my type is a gray wig and a mustache.
Yeah.
Because that, I mean, Giselle Lullaby looked fucking good in that look.
I was living for Jada's like true dad look. Like some people went for fuckboy and Jada went, father. I'm a dad.
Biological father. Yep.
No D in daddy used to be found mm-mm. anywhere.
No, father. No, no. This is a father like, of five.
YouTube clip where like the dad, you know, they do like, they pulled the prank of like, you broke the TV and the dad is like, no, you know, it was very that kind of dad. That was the one I was getting. But Vivian Vanderpuss is coming to the surface for me.
Yeah, I told you she was going to be my winner, and I stand by it.
You right? You right? She yeah, might.
You
she
laughed
just...
at me, and you literally laughed at me.
I did. I laughed in your face.
Hold on, bitch. Watch.
I laughed in your face. It was also because you said you were serving couture. So, of course, I laughed in your face.
Why are you so evil? Like, why? Why are you so evil?
Because I just don't like you that much.
You're dark-sided.
Ugh. I don't like you.
You know what?
What?
You know what? You're not my first or second choice for podcast host.
Who is your first? Charlie Hyde.
Nicole Byer. I miss Nicole Byer on this podcast.
I don't know what you're talking about. Nicole Byer was never on this podcast. You're crazy. You're talking crazy.
And gaslighting me too. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer.
Okay, Ruette, we have to talk about Chelazon, LaRue, and Chaos. Of course, they're not having... Look, I would drown in this challenge. What would you do if we were together on this challenge?
How I would carry you.
Like, physically?
The end, period. No, bitch. I would carry... You would just be a lump of clay right there, just a park and bark performance, and I'd dance circles around you.
I know. So how are you going to make me be better?
No, it's on you. I'm not... No. I'm going to make you look bad. I don't have to try to make you look bad. You're just going to look bad.
You're not good.
And you're going to be lipsticky for your life. And I'm going to be I'm going to be like, sister, I'm going to miss you, sister.
You are so stupid. I hate you. Okay. Well, yeah, that was unfortunate. They were clearly going to be in the bottom no matter what.
It was so bad. Also, like, when they practiced it, because the feedback was like, oh, you were better at rehearsal than in the actual performance. But I was like, were they? I don't think they were. I think they were just as bad in the rehearsal. And they were just being very nice. I will say that I do like how Brooklyn and Vanjie were very, very nice to all the queens, especially the ones that were struggling.
Yes. Yes. They're so kind.
I really thought Chaos was going to go home that episode.
Yeah, but you know, because they put Chelazon and they put Chelazon and Bombay in the bottom. No, Chelazon and Fiercelicious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because she had that clown look, remember? Because she showed up on the runway, like, sleeve 6,000. I was living. Like, this is why Fiercelicious is iconic. I'm sorry to y'all, but like, she was paying homage to one of the most iconic drag queens in Drag Race Canada history, Eve 6000.
They really did. The listeners in the comments, and they're so correct, are saying they really are. They're picking these queens off, the indigenous queens off, like it's Prey. Like, we're in the movie Prey, bitch.
Which is really good, by the way. Everyone
very go good.
Watch Prey. It's fucking so iconic. It's amazing. It's incredible. I was really sad about Chelazon. I really was, because I started to like her. When she walked in, I was a little like, I don't know. I'm not really living for you. But like, I miss a queen that is like incredibly intelligent and plugs her roots into every single look. Like, I feel like I'm that kind of person. Like, I inject a lot of that into my art.
What? You inject what into your art?
Like myself.
Syphilis? Hep C? What do you inject? Baby, whatever you're injecting, I don't want it because I'm clean. Because I'm clean. I'm a clean girl. So, no, thank you. I don't need your. I don't need the monkeypox. But.
That's not what your face says, okay? Your face tells a different story.
Oh my God. I have really bad zits today. It's just like, womp, womp. but that was really a dancing challenge.
I was really, 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 really sad. She's not the best dancer. That's not what she does. She's not a dancing queen, and she suffered so much. I really missed her. I think she injected something really, really important into Drag Race, and it was sad to see her go. But I think the right person went.
I think so. It's unfortunate that we lost. Yeah, they both, I have to say, both Chaos and Chelazon. I like them both a lot, but they were lacking that little bit of excitement and hunger that the other girls at least are trying to have, if not have.
Yeah.
Okay. So Jada and Ermengarde was a good example of like, let's use your weakness to our benefit. So I would hope you would help me like that. If you were Jada, you would try to Ermengarde my ass and help me at least make it fun and cute.
You must not know me then.
Oh, I know.
I'd look at the judges and be like, see what I'm working with?
Oh, I know. I've done a group number with you. I know. I did love everything about this. Who knew Kimmy and Lady Boom Boom, they turn it all the way out.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
However, they weren't my favorite.
Who was your favorite?
My favorite was
Vivian and Giselle.
Yes.
Interesting.
I thought they had a really fun rapport. I thought their choreography was simple but engaging. I thought they had the best energy, and I really thought Giselle was going to win this challenge, and she didn't.
Yeah,
and I was shocked personally. I love Jada Hudson, but I don't think she deserved that win.
Yes, because she wins this episode. Well, you know, again, story. She was just in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of these queens who, again, this is now across the series, benefiting from having a legacy outside the show.
Yeah, true.
Like Brooklyn herself is like, I know you're great. We know you're great.
Yeah,
can you be that queen? No,
she's
show the, you what I mean.
What is Jada Hudson's favorite vegetable?
Turnips. And I thank you. And I thank you. So there were some pretty gaggy runways. What was this? Watches? Sleeves. We had sleeves runway. I'm just looking at Jada's look. Hot. Gorgeous.
Really, Jada was great. Bombay's was really fun. It was giving me Sailor Moon Bayonetta vibes.
Long hands. I love the long hands from Vivian and Giselle.
That's why I think Giselle should have won. It was crazy that Giselle didn't win.
Right.
Justice for the French Canadian queens. I'm sorry.
She won in the next episode, right? Because the next one was the design challenge.
But okay, so what? She can't win two back to back?
How hot was Bombay's hairs are sleeves look?
I said it was iconic.
Absolutely insane.
It was giving me Sailor Moon meets Bayonetta. It was hot. It was hot. It was hot.
It was awesome.
And I'm sorry, but like Fierce Delicious, like Eve 6000 look was so fucking good.
It was cute.
I screamed so loud when she walked in with that tit. I got a drink on my sleeve. How are people not talking about this look? I'm sorry.
That is a good question. So iconic. Because there's too much Drag Race.
It's so iconic.
It's the return of Revealiana. It's the return. So, in the next episode, it's a design challenge, and it's something I think we've both pitched before on this podcast. Was it stolen? We don't know.
Yes.
Probably.
Yes, I got an email from World of Wonder being like, I stole your idea.
Yeah. The fact that they emailed you is incredible. Emailed
me
back.
They said the real host of Drag Her Podcast.
The
real host of Drag Her Podcast.
Oh my God. Sure, babe. Sure, babe. Do what you got to do. Take whatever title you got to
bring back
for yourself and pencil.
Bring back Matt Rogers.
honestly, that'd be great. That would be great. I would love to fight on the air. That would be good podcasting. No, Matt Rogers is too successful, baby. He's too busy cashing checks, baby.
True.
And we love to see it.
Honestly, truly.
You gotta live.
We love that messy girl. We love that messy, messy girl.
She gives everywhere she goes. She's so good in that Showtime show.
Oh my God, yes.
I love that for you on Showtime.
It's so fantastic.
Fucking good. It's the funniest show. So, okay. I mean, I love all these looks. I love the drama of the construction. And yes, Jada Hudson's nuke, silver nuke stack is terrible.
I was living for it.
It's very Shangela. It's very Hallelujah.
It was very that. You know what? Shangela would have sold it better, and I think it would have saved her, but Jada couldn't. I didn't want to see her in the bottom again. I don't know.
I know. Like, oh,
okay.
And, you know, I love Giselle so much, but she was like, you know when the winner is too excited they're winning? It's, like, a little bit off-putting. She was just a little too excited where they were like, oh, wow, that looks good. And she's like, I know, right? It was just a little bit like, girl, read the room. Like, everyone's like, probably lip-syncing.
But I think she's just, like, a very excitable queen. I think she's, like, genuine. And I do like Giselle. I also don't think, to be real tea, I don't think she's going to get much other wins under her belt. So
interesting.
She's
they'll chop
cherishing
her
this win.
They'll chop her on an acting challenge, I bet.
Absolutely.
They'll be like, you didn't get it.
Same thing with Boom Boom. If they're gonna get rid of Boom Boom in an acting challenge, Boom Boom. Maybe even Snatch Game.
Well, that's what's we'll fun see. About this season is I have no idea who the top is. Like, Bombay is giving teacher's pet, and that could be good.
She's
or
giving
bad.
Me top three. I think she's giving me top three. Vivian Vanderpuss is 1,000% gonna be in the top three.
Oh, it better be Fierce-alicious. That's all.
I hope it's Fierce-alicious.
Gotta be Fierce-alicious. She's perfect. If she goes home, the season's over.
Absolutely,
it's over.
She needs to be at the very least in fourth place.
At the very least.
At the very least, comes in fourth place. Miss Fierce-alicious, I implore you, World of Wonder, do not get rid
Don't be
of
stupid.
Your best asset
now
early in the show. You cannot. You cannot.
And then when she goes home, do something good. Create a show called Mean Gaze with her, Fifi.
I would love to see her on International All-Stars.
I would love that. I would love that. But if she learns anything, please, Lord, if you're listening, please don't let Fierce-alicious learn a single thing.
No.
Please don't let her learn from her behavior. I don't want her to learn anything. Something
no
tells
way
me
Fierce-alicious
won't.
Gets top three, lol. I don't know. I don't know.
She's good TV.
I don't know. She's great TV. She might not be the best at drag, but my God, she gives us what we need on Drag Race.
Cool. I got to say, it was cool to see. My brain farted. Cool to see Jimbo on the judges panel. That's fucking cool that we're having queens come back.
That was Jimbo?
Yeah. What?
Didn't recognize her with that new face.
Wow. Okay. No, that's fine.
That was Jimbo. No wonder she kept saying, I am Jimbo. My name is Jimbo. Okay.
You're so
interesting.
You are small. You are small. You are a small
interesting.
Person.
Interesting.
You are a small. You are a pig. You are a slut pig.
Listen. Huh. Thank you, Dr. Zizmore.
You are so dumb. She was giving very Androgyna. And I live. Jada slays another day and says, we say goodbye to Chaos.
I know. Poor Chaos. Chaos just looked scared from the second she stepped onto the main stage.
Yeah.
You know? Terrified.
That's true. That's true. And I really did love the storytelling they included with these two native queens.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated her story of being like, I am white passing.
Absolutely.
So I want to give space to Shelazan and not be like, you know, I thought that was like a very interesting story to be told.
Oh my God, absolutely. That was a really, really great storyline. And I like that they both, like, I love that there was no judgment from Shelazan. Like, Shelazan is so smart. I want to be her friend.
And I should say, good point, Cone. That lip sync was great. The lip sync that was Jada v. Chaos. That was great. I thought they might have kept them both just because.
Was the lip sync again?
It was, I forget the song, but I remember just being like super moved by it. Was it a ballad? Giving. Oh, it was like, there's a stranger in my house.
Oh, stranger Mia. Oh, yeah, it's the Hex Hector, which they love on Drag Race. Ooh, they love the Hex Hector. Ooh, they love Hex Hector.
That's where it's at, baby.
Can't get enough of Hex Hector. Ooh, they live in the year 2002 forever and ever. Okay, work.
It was a good, they both gave, but Jada did some good wind-ups.
I mean, Jada's performed this song a couple of times. We know.
Sure.
We really know what the tea is, girls, don't we? We know. We know.
We know.
That's true. Dan in Bathrooms. Work with that name. Dan in Bathrooms makes a really great point. No one is writing on cards and handing it to Brooke. It is what you said, Brooke, which is that a read, girl?
Broke.
Is that a read?
I mean, she might be broke from all the work she's getting done every season.
Every season, it's looking like...
It's just more, and she's looking more and more like a little billboard. Just like, it's very...
Wild.
It's wild.
Wild.
She's a handsome boy. Her face is none of my business. She's a handsome boy, and she's becoming a bar of soap. That's all.
She's white?
No, I mean,
was that
her face?
Was
her
that a
face
racial
looks
joke?
Like a Dove bar. No, her face is just like it's not looking like skin anymore. It's like getting soapy. It's getting like big and bulbous, like a fresh ass Dove bar. It's not for me.
Stay messy, girl. You know what? That's what I love about you, Mano, is that you stay messy.
Bitch, when were you clean? When were you clean?
Always.
Always? In the chat, we're getting rumors about Drag Race Brazil, Mexico, Germany. Yeah, not even rumors. I think they're
it's happening,
much,
girl.
It's happening. It is so funny. There's so many drag races coming up. Rue is not going to host any of them, but I wish she would host one of the international ones just so she's even more puzzled.
She doesn't understand the language. I mean, she only speaks English. What's she going to do in Drag Race Germany, girl? Stand there? Put on Lederhosen?
Not this. Not the stereotyping.
But to your point, Dan in Bathrooms, I think that the producers are making the calls. I don't think none of these judges are actually making the calls. So they were like getting rid of the voting thing because that was all performative anyway.
Well, they do the head nods now. It does feel like, you know, yeah, it's
that
very childish. It's like kids theater. It's like, okay.
I am hella excited for Brazil, absolutely, only because Brazilian drag is
hot.
Is up there. So I really want to see what the Brazilian girls have to offer. So I'm very excited.
Are they going
to
do that?
And
right
I wonder who's hosting.
That's what I'm saying. Are they going to do the right thing and get Pablo Vittar? Because
I don't know. Pablo Vittar is too busy. I feel like they're too busy.
But if they wanted to be successful, they should have someone like that.
Girl, it's going to be successful no matter what.
Yeah, but it could be more successful.
It could be hosted by Ross Matthews and it could be successful.
Oh my God, I would love if it was Ross Matthews not knowing a thing. Again, I just want them to be confused.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So let's talk, let's end on our Drag Race France coverage.
Uh-huh.
We're coming up to the finale. On the way there, we have our top five. We have a
puppet challenge. We texted each other about this.
Oh my God, it was crazy. Everyone was messaging me, right? After that's the crying lip sync tea. Mm-hmm. Everyone was like, you're going to cry at the end of this episode. And I was like, no, I'm not. And then I was like waiting for it. And I was like, okay, I assume there's emotional stuff happening. And then the lip sync really happened. And yeah, it was one of the most shocking moments in Drag Race history.
Were you living?
Yeah, it was one of the most memorable things that's ever happened in Drag Race history. Like,
well, you know, I've said it again and I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'll say it till my face turns blue. We need more ballads on lip syncs. I don't know why it always has to be turn up anthems all the time, mm-hmm. because we're being robbed of these amazing emotional moments, you know?
Like, right.
This was about, I think people get scared of ballads because it's like, oh, it's boring. But like, if it's performed well, it's going to be iconic.
They're harder to do for sure.
Absolutely. But if you're a drag queen, girl, you got to get your ballad game up, bitch, because you can't just be turn up anthems every second.
Sometimes they fail. Like All Stars 3, we had Kennedy v. Ben de la Creme do that Lord ballad.
Yeah.
That was pretty
That was messy. Also, All Stars 3 was just like, ugh.
Crazy.
Because, you know, Wrecking Ball was also a bit of a mess too.
That was a mess.
Just, again, Kennedy cannot do ballads. So,
yeah.
That's period. And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. She can't do fancy either.
Listen, if she can't what?
She can't do fancy either. Remember? Because RuPaul said, here's your one chance, Kennedy. Don't let me down. And she did.
Well, she let us all down. But, you know, Cracker didn't do too well either.
No, no one did good in that.
That should have been for Alyssa Edwards and Alyssa Edwards only.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine Alyssa doing
they
that?
They got the girls wrong. They should
you
have
know what?
They should Alyssa have had Kennedy for Neutron. They should have had they
Kennedy for Neutron Dance.
They should have had Kennedy for Neutron Dance and Alyssa for Fancy. Like, what the fuck? What's going
just
on?
Just hypothetically, can you imagine a Kylie Sonique v. Alyssa doing Fancy?
Would live. It would be amazing.
Oh, my God. That'd be good. Okay. So, France, yes, this moment is insane. If you're not watching, you're really missing out. And whatever, we're going to spoil it. But this very emotional French ballad song is on. And, of course, you know, when they ask who's going to go home, it's that pivotal moment where Lolita Banana says, I should go home. And everyone, that becomes emotional because Nikki Doll is like, I said the same thing and I regret it every day.
And I regret it to this day.
Every day.
Gosh.
And then she's like, don't do that to yourself. Fight for yourself. So she's already beaten down. Mm-hmm. And then she's in the bottom two lip sync. And then she's getting very emotional and she's like struggling to get out of her corset. And then Big Bertha starts helping her out of the corset, which Lolita didn't realize. And then she notices her sister helping her mid lip sync. And then breaks down.
Did you cry?
Yeah. Mm. And then did the head shaving. She shaved her head.
She shaved her head, yeah.
She shaved her real ass head on the stage during this lip sync. And it is, it's art.
So do you think Lolita won that lip sync?
Yeah, I would say just in terms of pure nerve, mm-hmm. that took a lot of nerve. I didn't see how they were not going to save her.
I was worried.
She shaved her head.
I was worried because also let's not discredit Big Bertha because she also gave a very emotional performance as well.
She gave a great, great. And you
she took off her dress, you know, like.
Yeah.
Physical vulnerability was like, I mean, that got me. I was just like, oh my God, she's like being vulnerable right now, showing her body. And like, yeah, I thought that they both did a really good job. I was nervous because like Lolita did that slow ass split, mm-hmm. which I was like, is this really necessary? But I think mm-hmm. she was just fully in some weird zone that I was like, okay. Uh-huh. But yeah, I think the right person went home because as you know, I wasn't a big fan of Big Bertha's drag.
Sure.
I thought it was missing a couple of components.
That's fair.
But they seem to really like her a lot and want to keep her for the final three. And I was like, oh my God, they're going to get rid of Lolita. And they didn't. And I was very happy about that. So,
yeah.
And also the song is called Body and it was performed by one of the judges there. I love it when...
I didn't know that.
An artist gets to see a song that they perform being lip synced on the show. Like it just adds another element. We need to see more of that. Like we need to have like the guests show up for their own songs.
I love it. And I think the production loves it too because they have to pay less in licensing fees.
Shoes?
What?
Pay less shoes?
No, I never said shoes.
You said pay less shoes.
Could you listen?
You said pay less shoe store.
Bitch, you based on what you look like, you pay less for everything you wear.
And you pay more, and yet you still look like that.
I hate you. bitch, because I can afford it. That's why I go to Pay More Shoes. I shop at Pay More Shoes, happily. How much are these Reeboks? $200? Great.
I'll pay $400.
Pay more. Okay, and then we have whatever, the perfume challenge sucked. We don't have to talk about that. And then we have the makeover challenge deciding our top three.
This
was a great episode.
I'm not a fan. Overall, I'm like, France, truly, whatever.
Uh-huh.
I will say... My God, this episode was so good. I love
it was
a makeover.
Can you start? That would be great.
Y'all see the bullying. Y'all say nothing. Okay. I love a makeover challenge. Every single makeover challenge I've always been a fan of, except mm-hmm. for season 6. That was the worst one because it was like dudes mm-hmm. that didn't want to be there.
The marriage one. I actually like that one. I don't like that the guy throws up.
I hated that. I really hated that. It's like because Drag Race is a safe space. Everyone's fine. But it was like that really tarnished it for me. I didn't like that. And also the season 4 makeover, I was like, this is too like, it's not your space for this.
I love that one because it's almost like a sketch. When that one person is like, when my legs stopped working and became noodles, it's like, it almost feels like a Reno 911 sketch when they're like crying and doing the vows. So I loved it.
Reno 911?
Yeah, bitch. Reno 911. What's wrong?
No, I know. I was on the show, so.
Oh, so that's her angle. That's her angle. So wait, are you clowning the show? Are you clowning the show you were on?
No. Is it old?
Are you calling it an old show? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm that just was saying the that, show that you're on. That reference that you just did. Because I've been on the show, so I know what the reference is, and you didn't do it correctly.
You are.
But what I will say is that I enjoy makeover episodes all like constantly. And this one felt so genuine, so nice. And everyone made over their partners so well.
Yeah, yeah. I really liked it. But I thought it was really cute. I especially love Lolita's, like, you know, straight partner. I thought there was a really great story there in terms of, you know, his daughter is going to see him.
I love that.
That was all really beautiful. Yeah, I thought it was really cute.
I love that. And then when they both danced together, I was like, oh my God, this is true allyship. This really is true allyship.
You're true. That is cute. That is cute.
I got really emotional there. I thought that because, you know, there's a lot of, I mean, no shade to the straight people in the chat, but there's a lot of performative allyship that I'm a little like, okay. But to me, watching true allyship, like this true love that he felt for Lolita, mm-hmm. and like Lolita representing like family for him, mm-hmm. you know, his daughter's obsessed with Lolita, just like looks up for Lolita. And then doing this for his daughter, to me, I was like, oh my God, we need men like this. This is what being a man really is about, you know?
Yeah.
And like also looking gorgeous in drag. Holy shit. He looked amazing in drag.
Yeah. They looked great. Everyone had such a specific vision, like Paloma's the homage
loved
to these
that
French
look.
Thieves.
Loved that look.
Which, of course, was educational. I love that look. I think she was the correct winner of the episode. I loved it. And of course, I love the way that, obviously,
Soa?
They were like, Lolita, you've
Excuse
done this.
Excuse me, Soa. We're not talking about Soa Denise's look. This iconic, incredible fucking look.
Very... That's how you do North African makeover, Bibi Zahara Bene. We all know Ooh. Bibi tried this in season one. She tried to give us the Middle Eastern fantasy, and this was the correct way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was great. It was, and like she knows how to perform and literally transport you. She was incredible. She was incredible.
Wait, he came? Well, she came at Lolita's viewing party.
He came.
Lisa, what you mean, girl? What you
Lisa?
Mean?
Oh, Lisa, a friend. Comrade of the cast, Lisa was also involved in Drag Race France. I don't know how much she can say, but I think she wrote challenges and such.
Also, she's like you.
We got the same weird job. I think this was great. And did you like the little lip sync off at the end of the episode?
Oh, my
A
God.
A little surprise with Lollapalooza.
Oh, my God. It was so good. And it's like... It was so good. It was so fucking good. I will say I was so frustrated with Lolita because it felt like Lolita kind of gave up.
Damn. See, I thought she did her damnedest and they just were going.
Wait, Antonio was in drag. Lisa, what you telling me that he showed up to the viewing party in drag?
Oh, that's cute.
See, that's
a true ally. That's
I got to keep it together
because.
I'm about to cry right now. Mm-mm.
You feeling your emotions? You getting
it's
emotional?
Just, To me, I like...
Wait, you have feelings?
Shut the fuck up, bitch. To me, I'm like... When straight
eyes.
People are about it, it is... To me, it means...
Show me your eyes.
So much. Do you know what I mean? Like...
Show me your eyes.
Tots. No, Tots just ruined the moment.
Tot did ruin it. Yeah, no, it's very emotional.
Oh my God, and her wife and kid were there too. It was so magical. I can't. Oh God,
it's very emotional.
Oh, I can't.
And it's very personal. Like I felt that I got a surprise cry, you know, because I got married recently,
God.
My brother whatever called me to support me and was just like, I don't know. He went out of his way to be like, if you want to do anything. Let us know how we can support you however you want to have a wedding, if you want to have a wedding. And it really, of course, was very touching because I think as a queer person, I know I felt like, I don't want to do a wedding. I don't want to like inconvenience people and I don't want to force my normal on other people, which of course is like bullshit Stockholm syndrome. So it felt very good to have someone close to you reach out and like affirm that you deserve every bit of that normal experience.
Also like the fact that like I don't know I'm always shocked when people, when straight people sort of come through, because I don't expect them to. You know
and
what I mean?
And that's what you need to talk about in therapy.
And listen, trauma, like the category is trauma, like the house down. I'm not trying to hide from that, like real tea.
Trauma? It's trauma.
Straight people have let me down my entire life, bitch. And I know that that's true for you too.
Of course.
So like when they actually show up for it and it's just not like you're, when they're not just like, oh, you're an accessory to my straight life. Like you being a gay person and like, you better act like a gay person or else I'm going to get real uncomfortable. Like when they're really about it, I'm just like truly in awe of that, you know? So like with your brother reaching out to you, it's like, oh my God, this is someone who is like truly seeing me for who I am, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of times where I'm like,
I'm glad you're working. She's working on that in the therapy, right? She's talking about that. She's talking.
Yeah. You're my therapist. Yeah, absolutely. I'm talking about it right now.
Is she on the therapy journey?
I am. Yeah.
I'm going to be, I'll, don't make me beat her up. I'll kick your ass if you don't get
help. But truly, honestly, like, so like that moment with Lolita and Antonio, to me, as someone who is like, has had a lot of history of straight people not really being there for me, like it was very emotional for me to watch because it really felt like, oh my God, this person loves Lolita so much and their family so much, they're willing to do all this and like really be there for Lolita. It just shows like, oh, it is in a corny way, it is possible for all of us to like really support each other regardless of like sexual preference, you know, or gender identity, you know.
So yeah,
that's why I love that episode. It was truly that relationship to me. And also like I also got emotional with Soa and her partner's relationship too, because of the shared trauma that they had with like their friend passing away. You know, I've had relationships like that with people and like that bond is so tight.
Yeah.
So it was like good to see that on TV.
Yeah.
It really, that was my favorite episode of the season, I think.
Yeah.
That makeover challenge.
I've had that happen. Like, cause when I think about you and cause you know, you're dead to me and I think about the bond I have with other people, you know, connecting over your death, it brings us closer together knowing that we would never fuck with you. We would never fuck with you. Never again. I would never, never, never again because I pay more, baby, because I pay more. And I need you to know that 100%.
Go to hell.
Hell. Le Grand Dame sure did phone in this episode.
I thought she was going to go home, to be honest with you. But she pulled it out in the second lip sync. I thought she did a good job.
After she changed, after they allowed
her. And the fact that Lolita didn't, I was like, ooh, yikes.
But maybe, maybe Lolita was like, I'm comfortable. I'm good. Let's go.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was interesting. Whatever. I
really
totally
wanted to see Grand Dame lip sync, and I was like, oh, you're not as good.
Yeah.
You really might not win this season.
She really might not. Who's
but also,
your
Soa will fucking slice a bitch on that fucking, on a lip sync. That is one of the best lip syncers I've ever seen on Drag Race.
She's absolutely fantastic. Dance. Emotion, variety.
Every time she's been in the bottom and had to lip sync, she has destroyed her competition.
Surprisingly, I think it's her or Paloma who's going to win.
You don't think Dan Graham has it yet?
No. I used to think so. Why? She's the fun underdog.
She's an underdog. I think she's too much of an underdog for them to give the crown to.
Okay.
I love her. Out of the three, Paloma... No, so is still my favorite. But I really like Paloma. I still think Grand Dame is going to win this one.
Okay, I think Soa.
I would love for Soa to win.
So I think because Soa and Paloma,
what do y'all think? Let us know in the
comments.
Chat.
They both have two wins each. And La Grand Dame only has one. So not that necessarily matters.
Actually, it helps you to not have as much wins, I think.
These days, right? Isn't that funny? Ever since season 9, it was like too many wins is bad.
Yep.
So yeah, we'll see. Soa would be, really Soa or Paloma I would be more excited for.
Mm-hmm. Jane and Bathrooms, correct?
Yeah. Hot.
Soa?
Well, hey, if you like this coverage, guess what? You got to support the stupidity. Mm-hmm. We just Megan. Watched mm-hmm. six Ooh, plus hours.
Okay.
We just watched 6+ hours of Drag Race for 1 hour of a podcast. How the fuck's that make sense? How the fuck does that make sense?
The math ain't mathin'.
So make the math and throw us some coins at Venmo. I'm at Mono Agapian on Venmo and PayPal. And Oscar.
You can give me some funds at Ozzymo, O-Z-Z-Y-M-O, on Venmo.
Girl.
Are y'all going to watch / review Celebrity Drag Race? Oh, Lord. Damn it, Bathrooms, you making us work, girl.
It's going to be a lot of work. That'll be the main feed storyline. And actually, this weekend, I think I might as well say, you're supposed to come on with your old BFF, Zeke Smith. So
oh, yeah, that's right.
We will be talking the premiere together at the very least.
You got to let me know what time.
2 p.m.
Remember. Oh, okay.
I'll text you. I'll email
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anyway, yeah, we're going to talk about bullshit too, if you can believe it.
Is that out yet?
No, it comes out Friday.
Friday, okay.
Bitch.
It's so much content. Oh my God.
So much.
You know, I like have not watched a single episode of All Star 7.
That's so crazy.
Because of all of the content.
Did you have it spoiled?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Fuck. Well,
you don't have to waste your time.
If you like this bullshit, keep following us here at Drag Her Podcast. Give us 5 stars and a written review on the Apple Podcast. And follow our bullshit, our amazing music video journey at Podcast Killed the Video Star.
Mm-hmm. And while you're at it, follow our Bad Drag Race account because we have one. We have this show and then we have one more short show coming up. So stay tuned for all that stuff if you live in the LA area or don't and want to take a trip to LA.
Worth
so follow Bad Drag Race on Instagram.
Yes. Until mm-hmm. then, my bitch. Let the music play.
What is it?
What?
The music.
It not available in this region.
Ooh! That was a HeadGum original.